Welcome to this week's Q&A.
I am Carla.
And I am Simon.
We are from the YouTube sailing channel Sailing Ocean Fox.
Over the past 3 years, we have sailed 25,000 miles through the Mediterranean, across the Atlantic and the Caribbean.
So for this week's question,
how do you deal with finding propane?
Yeah, you'll hear a lot of sailors say that, I want to get rid of the propane, it's a pain having to keep going and finding it, and different adapters and different types of tanks and all that sort of thing. To be honest, I didn't find it too much of a problem. When we were in Europe, we were just using the 3 kilo camping gas bottles, which are the largest bottles you can buy without a contract. That's the thing. Is the government stipulate that if you've got a 6 kilo or 9 kilo bottle, you have to have a contract, and therefore you have to have a place of residency, and you have to basically put a deposit down, which is equivalent to the cost of the bottle. And then you can go along to your petrol station, your gas station or whatever, and get it refilled or swap it and do that.
Obviously, that doesn't work for people traveling on the boat, because we never stay a year in a place.
No, absolutely. And also, the fittings are different, going around the world. So if you're going to do Europe and the Caribbean, there's basically two different types of fitting. I mean, there is a third, which is a sort of clip-on one, but you don't tend to need to worry about that. So you've got the sort of standard camping gas one, which is a screw terminal. And the next one is the American bottle, which has two types of threads. It has an outer thread and an inner thread. Now, we managed to purchase a adapter in Budget Marine BVIs, and that one we could put the adapter on the end of our regulator, which meant that the regulator with this adapter would fit the American bottle. So now we've got two different types of bottles, and we've got one adapter and just one regulator. And that really sorted us out for the whole way round that we did. That really just sorted ourselves out. We managed to get an American 9 kilo bottle from a scrapyard in BVIs, and the guy was very happy to fill it. He would not fill our camping gas bottles because they don't have a release valve if the pressure gets too great, which the larger bottles do. And what I discovered was that they mix propane and butane in different islands and different places. So you can't just use the camping gas bottle, which they use butane in. So the other ones you see are a mixture of butane and propane, or just propane, which gives you a much better flame, gets hotter, and you don't use as much gas. I think I'm right in saying all of that. I'll stand to be corrected. But once you've got your 9 kilo rusty American bottle, somewhere along the line, somebody will exchange it for you.
Yeah, they changed it for us in Cayman Islands.
Yeah, yes. They changed ours in Cayman Islands, and then we picked up some more in Bermuda, which was ideal. So in all, it's not that difficult, really. I mean, there's so many different apps nowadays, like, for example, Navionics or Action Pilot or whatever it's called, I can't remember now, and Savvy Navi and No Foreign Land, and all these apps tell you where to go. They all have, you know, little things on there about propane, where to get your bottles filled. So long as you have these two different types of bottles, because when you go to the Caribbean and you're in the French Islands, you can use your camping gas bottles.
Yeah.
Because they do exchange there for your camping gas bottles. And then when you go down the road and to Antigua, you just take your English, your American bottle in and get it refilled. Because a lot of these places refill them. They don't exchange them.
Yeah. The other problem is carrying the bottles to the places, because obviously not all these places are just close to the marina. Some are, but some aren't.
Some are quite a long way away. Yes. So, you know, you might be in for a nice walk. Certainly in when we had to get ours refilled in the Bahamas and also in Islas Mujeres, it was quite a walk.
It was quite a walk, yes.
But I mean, that's all part of the discovery, isn't it? And it's interacting with the local people and the local population, which is all rather nice.
Yeah.
And another thing that I think is interesting is that on these islands and in places like Panama and Colombia, the safety precautions over propane are nowhere near the same. You know, they just fill the damn thing up until it's full and it's coming out. Pressure thing.
It's really rare when they weigh them, isn't
it? Yeah, they don't weigh them. They don't monitor the amount of gas they're putting in them or anything. And then when you come to Europe, everything's a lot more controlled. Mm-hmm. You know, and these people are doing it every day for everybody. And, you know, you don't go around hearing about all these cylinders exploding in people's houses and stuff like this. And they're bounced along the roads on the back of trucks. So I think it's a kind of overrated problem, and it's a problem maybe a few decades old, when it may have been more difficult to find out what you need. But if you've basically got one adapter, which I'm sure you could buy in the UK, and vice versa, if you're an American boat, you could get adapter if you were coming to Europe. To the French system.
And before you leave, make sure you have all the adapters and you have the different bottles, so you'll be fine.
Then you're there. You're done. And it's not difficult to pick up bottles on the way around.
No, not really.
Not really. You just got to have a bit of storage for them.
Yes.
And when they're empty, they're safe anyway. Once they're emptied, you can let the valve off. So there's any spare gas in there, it comes out, turn it upside down. Any old gas in there is coming out. And then just stick it in your anchor locker or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we did. And we probably don't want it to get too hot. But, you know, I think it's an overrated problem, propane. I didn't really feel that it was an issue for us, only when we ran out in...
And we used a lot because we cook all the meals on the boat, all the three meals. Yeah. So
a 3 kilo camping gas bottle would last us 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
Almost to the meal.
Yes.
2 weeks. Mm. And so a 9 kilo bottle lasts you around about 6 weeks, which is absolutely ideal.
Yes.
Yeah, but they only just fitted in our locker. If you get the fiberglass ones, which are great because they don't go rusty, but the same size 9 kilo bottle is only around about 6 kilos worth of contents.
Yeah.
And they do tend to be slightly larger and possibly they won't fit in.
So you probably have to cut a little bit of the bottle.
Yeah. The handle.
Yeah.
Not the bottle. Not,
yeah, the handle. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So, I think it's an overrated issue, and I certainly wouldn't let it spoil my dream trip.
If you have a question for us to talk about, please email us at sailingoceanfox@gmail.com.
Make sure you follow our channel. We are on YouTube, Patreon, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter at Sailing Ocean Fox.
And at your preferred podcast platform, Destination Sailing Channel.